This is Daguerreau's Maskless Necktie Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and necktie, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 748, part 2, entitled Prerequisites for Gender Politicians to Solve the Population Crash. Continuing straight on. The male half of these GECs will then aim to mend fair the gender laws. For example, they will push for the bi-consciousing of society by spreading maskless ideas, so that these ideas become as well known amongst the public as our feminist ideas, so that society becomes universally bi-conscious. They will create a FIP, that's financially independent person, society, by pushing for the FIPing of women, putting powerful moral maskless pressure on young women to FIP up, to reject their traditional status of being fluffies, brackets, equals, traditional woman, who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, thus ruining his life, close brackets. The masculist half of these GECs will thoroughly reform the divorce courts, basing them on the principle of equal financial responsibility, that is, that women are FIPs, so that the toxicity of divorce for men, as is currently the case today, can be removed. With all women FIPs, alimony will be thrown out, together with the halving of wealth and stuff. Custody of the children will be made joint by default. The owner, owners of the house will keep it after the divorce, etc. One of the major reasons why MGTOW, that's men going their own way, men, choose this lifestyle is that they are reacting to the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who brought with them their unconscious, unquestioned expectations of men, that is, seeing men as cash machines, put on this earth. Female voice, to pay for women to have babies. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. Masculists argue that, quote, now that women have a career window of half a century with the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., that men gave women, women have a powerful moral duty to get off their fat, parasitic asses and FIP up and stop manslaving and divorce raping men, or be severely punished by men, masculisted men, by being effectively exterminated, by being totally ignored, left to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. End quote. So the politicians must reform the divorce courts to make them a lot more men fair, so that young men are more prepared to be fathers again. The Manosphere estimates that only about a quarter of young women today are true FIPs, who have bothered to study career-competent majors at high school and college so that they can be real FIPs as adults and not fluffy-style, parasite of the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Masculists are abolitionists who see man's slavery as slavery and hence something to be hated. Masculists see man's slavery as literally a thousand times worse than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There are several million Negro slaves in the US in the slave period, and there are several billion man-slaves in the world today. Masculists have two main enemies, the fluffies and monoconscious feminists, whom the masculists aim to wipe out by totally ignoring them. But that, of course, runs utterly counter to what the gender politicians want, which is to raise the birth rate to 2.1 children per woman. So, how to counter the masculists? Question mark. The obvious answer is to give the masculists what they want, that is, the fipping of women, the biconsciousing of society, the men faring of the gender laws, the creation of GECs in the parliaments, etc. There are glaring injustices against men that the GECs will need to address. For example, the fact that women have the MARA, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, but men have no PARA, paternity rejection right. The GECs, GCs, will legislate the PARA and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births to counter women's horrible, callous gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman tells her man the kid growing in her is his, when she knows it's not, close brackets. One of the many reasons why masculists push for the fipping of women is that with a para, if the father rejects the pregnancy and the mother doesn't, then if the mother is a fip, she can afford to raise the kid on her own if she decides to take the pregnancy to term rather than abort it. The fact that women have the MARA and men don't have the PARA makes masculists scream at the massive gender injustice this imposes on men, millions of men, who are forced into undesired paternity, which man slaves men for decades. The gender politicians also need to create a hefty maternity wage so that when young mothers stay at home to raise their two small children, they are paid what they were earning before the kids. Concretely, governments need to pay women for the 6 years they stay at home raising two small children until the second one is off to kindergarten at age four. Young women need to have their two kids before the age of 30, since research shows that already by the age of 30, 10% of women are having fertility problems. This six-year maternity wage scheme proposed by the masculists is called the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, which aims to counter one of the strongest reasons why couples refuse to have kids, and that is that in today's world, when the mother stops work to raise kids, the couple's income halves, a major shock. With the MCT, that problem will be solved, but the tax burden to pay for it will be huge, but inevitable, since without it, humanity wipes itself out. Governments need to adopt a new attitude, namely that, quote, it takes a country to raise a child, end quote. That is, the responsibility for paying for the raising of the next generation should not be on the parents, but on the whole of society, that is, by the taxpayers. Thus, gender politicians need not only to be economists and tax experts, but be bi-conscious as well. They need to be as familiar with masculist ideas as feminist ideas, so they can men fair the gender laws as much as they women fair the gender laws. Masculists think that gender politicians have a moral duty to become bi-conscious, so they do not continue to be monoconscious bigots who have been brainwashed by the feminists, monoconscious feminists, who, in all their gender political ignorance, only know half the gender political story, that is, the feminist half, and know nothing about the masculist half. Hence think that gender oppression is a one-way street. Hence behave as monoconscious, hypocritical, feminazi cunts, hated by the masculists, who label such women as MFBs, that's monoconscious, feminazi bigots. For the gender politicians to stop this masculist hatred of monoconscious feminists, monoconscious feminism itself needs to be eradicated. And this is done by teaching society masculist ideas so that society becomes bi-conscious. It should be clear from all the above that there is a ton to be done by the gender politicians to solve the population crash problem. starting with the education of the gender politicians themselves, teaching them the ideas of the maskless, so that these politicians become bio-conscious. Only then can the real problems regarding the crash in the birth rate be resolved and removed. The critical word here is bi-consciousing. Society needs to become bi-conscious, and implementing that is the task of the maskless, which is something I'm trying to help along by making maskless flyers each week. I now dominate the search lists on YouTube with the search terms maskless and masculism. So hopefully that fact will help spread maskless ideas as a stepping stone towards the much bigger goal of saving humanity from wiping itself out due to the crash in the birth rate, due partly to society's bigoted, ignorant monoconsciousness. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 740 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Close brackets. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis. Dash. London Real. In brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.